Before we go to our show today, we'd like to invite you to visit our new nostalgia guide. Go to poddango.olmuse.com. That's poddango.olmuse.com. And click nostalgia. The Old Muse Guide is going back in time, where the oldies are still young. This show is being brought to you by Old Muse.
You're listening to a show from the Nostalgia Old Time Radio Station at Podango.com, also a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Community.
The best old time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
It's the Lone Ranger. And when you hear that tom-tom rhythm of blues, you're the kick out of this. Say, Rangers, now that sugar rationing has ended, your mom probably won't mind if you use an extra spoonful or two of sugar on your Kix cereal. Of course, Kix comes already sweetened, and many enjoy Kix just as it is. But if you have an extra sweet tooth, you can now make Kix even sweeter if you wish. Try corn sweet, malt sweet, sugar sweet Kix tomorrow. It's a winner. You're going to get out of this. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. Oh, Silver! Oh, Silver! Oh, Silver! Stagecoach from the east rumbled along the rough trail toward the little western town of Benton. It was mid-afternoon, and the two young women passengers inside the coach showed signs of weariness from the heat and the roughness of the trip. One, a fluffy-haired blonde, turned to her dark-haired companion and spoke complainingly.
I declare, Christina, if I thought we had much further to go, I think I'd get out and walk. Honest to goodness, I would.
Stop complaining, Millie. The driver said we'd be in Benton in about an hour or so.
Yeah, I hope so. Just what did that lawyer tell you about the ranch in the letter, Sam?
Practically nothing. All he wrote was that Uncle Ned had left the ranch for me, so I wrote him that I was coming out. That's all.
I'm beginning to wonder why I let you talk me into coming with you. Now that I've seen the country we came to.
Stop thinking of trouble, Millie. I'm sure we'll be safe enough. And I know that after you've lived at the Bow Wow Ranch with me a while, you won't want to go back there ever again.
Maybe, but you know very well, Chris, I'm not the outdoor type. You know, you're different, sort of. You seem to be able to get me to anything. Gee, I'll be glad when we get to Benton.
Well, you'll soon be there. And when we get to the ranch, we can take a good long rest. It won't be long now, Millie. So cheer up.
Later that afternoon, a small group awaited a stage depot for the arrival of the stage coach.
Well, you ought to be here by now.
You're determined to. Don't worry, brother.
Get on the stage now. Hey, 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 hey.
Come along, Millie.
Yes, of course.
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
Are you Mr. Singleton?
Yes. Yes, I am. You must be Mr. Edwards.
That's right, I am.
Miss Levine, this is Mr. Edwards. The lawyer who sent the letter.
Oh, glad to meet you, I'm sure.
Well, how do you do, Mary? Now, if you young ladies will follow me, I'll take you to the bus board, and then I'll get back to your luggage. I'm sure you want to go right out to the bar where I want.
That's right, we do. Thank you for meeting me.
The pleasure's all mine. But come along, we'll go to the bus board.
The country along here is rather sparse and desolate.
You sure don't remind me of your St. Louis, I'll say.
You're a long way from St. Louis, Miss Levine.
That's something I already know, mister.
The entrance to the bar wire is just ahead. Do you sign the left?
Excuse me. It does say the bar wire went from Edward. But look at the awful road going into this place.
It doesn't look too promising, does it?
You come in here. Get up there.
How far is it from Benton, Mr. Edwards?
Only about 2 miles.
Hey, I see the house just ahead. Hey, look at that.
Lily, if I'd known what it was like, I'd...
If you run down.
You better take a second look. I declare it's possibly the worst looking, creepiest looking place I ever did see.
What about Jack and Grantham? Do you mean to say this is all there is to the bar wire?
I'm downright sorry to have to bring you out to a place like this. Perhaps I should have warned you. But with hard work and paint and all that, it can be made quite livable. And this is all there is. This ranch house, this old barn, and about 20 acres of land.
What do we do? It can't take you.
Oh, you'll find the inside to be in a fair condition.
I have to admit this is quite a shock.
Yes, come along.
Come on, Mary.
And be careful of your fourth step there, just a bit tricky. I'll be in charge.
You certainly will if you expect me to go in.
Oh, come on, Mary. We'll make the best of it.
I got out supplies this morning, and I put oil in the lamp.
Oh, thank you for your trouble.
Oh,
what on earth's the matter?
I saw something crawling. Libby went out on the porch.
Oh, that's just a small lizard. It's harmless.
Oh, maybe it's harmless, but I didn't figure on living in a house with lizards. Could look at this awful furniture. And it's so gloomy in here. Oh, we won't have any way to get to town when we want to, either.
I know. It's impossible that Uncle Ned lived in a place like this.
Do you know what your uncle looked like?
Oh, yes. He sent me a tintype some time ago.
Well, look here, mister. There's your picture of him.
Yes. There's Uncle Ned's picture. What are we going to do, Chris? Mr. Edwards, I wish you had written me about the condition of this place. I had no idea what we were coming to.
Too bad it didn't, dear. I'll tell you what. You try it for a while, and if you decide not to stay, you can let me know. Perhaps I can find someone to take the place off your hands for, a couple of $1,000.
Let Mr. Edwards sell it to someone, Chris. Then we'll go back east.
We'll think about it, Mr. Edwards. It may not be as easy as you think to find a buyer.
I don't worry. If I'm to blame for getting you out here, I'll take it off your hands myself if I can't find anyone else.
Oh, I couldn't let you do that.
Oh, I'd manage to get rid of it later on somehow. Well, I'm going back to town now. I hope you manage to make things comfortable. I'll drop by tomorrow. It was just before dawn when Millie was awakened by the crying of distant coyotes.
Christina, wake up.
What? Oh, what's the matter, Millie?
Listen, that awful howling. Maybe it's Indians. Chris, I'm scared.
Calm down, Millie. That isn't Indians. It's some animal or other quite far away from here.
I don't care. I just can't stay in this place. I'll be a nervous lamp.
Oh, now, be sensible, Millie. I left the lamp burning so you wouldn't be scared.
Oh, I don't care. Chris, I'm getting out of here right now. And you have to come with me.
But, Millie...
I mean it. You have to come with me, Chris. You can walk the bed as soon as it gets light. Please.
All right. We'll walk the town. And I'll sell the place to Mr. Edwards. I think there's nothing else to do.
It was about an hour after sunrise when the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had fixed camp a short distance off the trail to Benton, were preparing to mount Silver and Scout for a trip to the town. Suddenly they were startled by distant screams. Tonto, sounds like women screaming.
Baby, go. Please, come from up and tell us.
Okay.
Move here, come on, Scout. Look, you're the body. On fire.
Where are you? Where
are you?
It was just in time. It might have...
It's dangerous to be on foot along this trail, miss. Especially without heavy footgear.
Oh, I know, but... Oh, Chris. Look. I'm Indian.
I'm Indian. Tottered, are you?
And now, Bryce, we come to help.
Oh, these awful countries. Living wild animals. And a serpent. And a mad dog. And a...
I know an outlaw. Please don't be frightened. We've come to help you.
Poor Millie's upset. She's had rather a terrifying night. And then this happened.
I don't understand why you ladies are walking the trail carrying carpet bags.
We arrived in Benton from the east yesterday.
I
inherited a ranch from the north. We found it to be that dilapidated place about a mile back.
Oh, yes, I know that place.
It's awful. It's really awful.
Our lawyer, Mr. Edwards, drove us out there. I was disheartened when I saw the place, but we decided to give it a try. Then Millie was so terrified during the night, we started back to Benton at daybreak. There was nothing else to do but walk.
Then your trip out west is all for nothing?
No, not quite. Mr. Edwards said if we decided not to stay, you'd buy the place for $2,000.
That's a generous offer for that place.
I think so, too. I'll start here, and then we'll leave on the next stage for the east.
You can't leave too soon for me. But how are we going to get to Benton? I think we can walk another step.
There's 2 more miles to Benton. Since you can't walk that far, we'll take you. That is, if you're willing to ride double.
Oh, thank you. We'll be glad to have your help.
Me? On a horse? Oh, Chris, I can't do it.
It's bad or walk, Millie. And you can't tell what else might be on the trail. Maybe another...
I'll ride, please.
Get your foot out of this trip, Tonto, and I'll help with the mount.
You're right, all right, now.
Just the same, I'm scared. Guys, me on a horse with an Indian.
You'll be safe enough. Now, Miss...
I'm Christina Nelson. She's really the room.
I see. Here, I'll help you up on Silver, you ready?
I can manage, all right.
Don't worry, Teddy Silver. There you are, Miss Nelson.
Oh, thank you.
He's a big fella. We've got you and your friends here at the town. Won't take long to get there. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Tom.
Upon reaching the edge of town, the two girls dismounted. And after thanking the Lone Ranger and Tonto, they started into town to find Laura Edwards. The Lone Ranger waited until they were out of earshot, then he spoke to Tonto.
Tonto, all of those girls the lawyer's office and found out all you'd tell.
But you not savvy.
You heard Miss Nelson say, her uncle will her else, too. But all they took us to that deserted place back on the trail. That's the old Jason's farm, remember?
That right.
Harry Jason and his wife left that barren farm about 8 months ago. Went to the Pecos Valley.
Not right, too, Timothy.
Well, when we rode through the valley a month ago, we passed the Jason's new farm. And both of them were alive and well. That deserted farm wouldn't bring a cent when Jason's trying to sell it. Now that lawyer's willing to pay the girls $2,000 for it.
There's something wrong.
Definitely. The lawyer lied when he told Miss Nelson that was the place he inherited. Now he's willing to pay her $2,000 for something she doesn't even own.
And Jenkins not care. Lawyer take her place without paying any money.
That's right. Tonto, we know there's something very wrong about that lawyer's deal. and we're going to find out what it is.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Say, whenever you eat a bag of popcorn, you're eating Indian food. Here, long before you or your folks were born, Indians knew all about popcorn. They discovered it, called it snow food, and regarded it as a great delicacy.
No kidding.
Yes, the Indians gave us popcorn, roasting ears, cornbread, and lots of other tasty foods made from corn. You see, the Indians treasured corn above all else. It was their principal food, a power-packing food which gave Indian braves much of their fighting energy.
Well, say, if Indians like corn, I'll bet they'd get a kick out of corn thick.
You bet they would. But thick is corn in an exciting new way. It's corn roasted, toasted, and popped into the sweetest little crunchy puff you ever tasted. Tender and malty good. Try Quick, Rangers.
Yes, try it. It makes for mighty mellow munches.
Right, but say, if you Rangers want a super duper treat, latch on to a Quick Breakfast Sunday. That corn crunchy Quick topped with a half peach, a split banana, or some other favorite fruit, all drenched in rich, creamy milk. It's soda fountain good.
Yes, and not only that, but coaches and athletic directors say that milk and fruit and energy-giving foods like corn build strength and endurance. So you can see that a Kit Breakfast Sunday is training table good for you.
Absolutely, a Kit Breakfast Sunday is soda fountain good, and it's training table good for you. Try it, Rangers. It's a winner. You the Kit Scout of Kit. Continue our story. Knowing that there was something wrong with the deal Laura Edwards was making with Christina Nelson, the Lone Ranger told Tonto to follow the two girls and find out all he could. Later that morning, Millie and Christina were with Edwards in his office.
I do hope you understand the situation, Mr. Edwards. We expected to come out here and find a fairly large ranch. It was self-supporting and in good condition.
You'd never get me to go back to that awful place.
Well, I realize now that I should have warned you about the condition of the place. I'm sorry. But since you've decided to give it up, I'll keep my promise and take it off your hands.
I think your offer is a very generous one, Mr. Edwards. I hate to take advantage of it.
Say no more about it. Well, by the way, how did you get the...
Millie insisted we start walking, so we did.
You mean to say you walked into Benny?
We did enough walking, I'll say. Wait till you hear what happened.
Really, I'm sure Mr. Edwards will be interested in the details of our trip into Benton. We're here, and that's all that matters. When does the next stage leave for the East, Mr. Edwards?
Well, there's an eastbound stage right here this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Sorry, that's sure good news to me. About what time does the stage leave?
It's due through here around 2:00. I'll make arrangements for both of you.
I still feel that it's taking advantage of your generosity to have you buy that dilapidated old place for so much, Mr. Edwards.
Not at all, not at all. See, don't feel that way about it. But I suggest, though, that you don't tell anyone about our deal while you're waiting around for the visit. Some people might lose faith in my judgment if it gets wrong.
Of course we won't mention it. We don't know anyone here in Denton anyway.
Oh, good, good. Why don't you girls go over to the hotel and rest a bit? When I had the pretty grown up, I sent for
her. Ed, come along, young.
I could do with a little rest, I'll say.
We've had quite a bit of exercise this morning.
We'll wait until we hear from you.
I'll send for you in an hour or two. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And thank you.
The Blackie, come here, mate.
Yeah. Close the deal, boy?
Yes, yes. I'm going to go up to the to look at this very deeply. Won't you be long?
Oh. Well, it is, they will start talking to somebody.
They won't. I told them not to discuss the deal with anyone. Now, while I'm getting the papers ready, I want you and Jake to ride out to the old farm.
What for?
Take down that sign I made you think folks to the entrance.
If somebody ruled out that ring shark, it got off the Christie's, and the girls might get wise before I could get them on these down stairs.
That's right.
You inside the house and bring back the picture of old Ned Parsons up under there.
Why can't Drake go alone?
Because if you meet anyone out on the old trail who already lived that time, it's up to you and yours to see you. Don't get back to town till it happens to be. You understand?
Yeah, I got it now. I go get Drake and hit the trail. It won't be long. That's what we do around here, somebody.
If that happens, you know what to do. How'd you do it?
Hold on.
You found out, Toto.
What? You listen. That window office until girls leave. Lawyer says him draw papers. Then have girls sign. Then him give them money.
Okay.
He tell girls not talk about deal. Girls say them go east on afternoon stage.
Lawyer wants those girls out of town in a hurry. And he doesn't want anyone to know about the 25th.
That's right.
Toto, we're going to ride out to that old place and look around. Move through the
office, Toto.
That's how the deal plays today, Drake. Now you feel mighty smart. Well, that Nelson Drake and all the way out here pulls a smart trick on her. She did go away thanking him and never being the wife.
Sure. And he fixes everything for his legal, too. You must be almost out to that old place, Andy, bless you.
Yeah. That is just beyond this bend. Now, first we have...
Oh, wow. Who? What are you stopping for?
Get your voice down. Look ahead there. Two hombres on horseback. Looking at the sign the boys put up at the old farm entrance.
I can't tell much about it from here. Looking at it from the back like this, I'd say one of them's an Indian. But I can't make out the one on the white horse. What are you going to do?
They're going in toward the house. Now, we'll wait a minute, then circle around and come up behind the place. Now, we can catch them off guard while they're sneaking in the house.
Meantime, as the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode in toward the old house, Tonto spoke.
Me not happy, why trying to say, by wire ranch, you know,
Tonto, the lawyer wanted to get lost in the state, this is a by wire ranch. They put up that sign. They can't figure as usual, though. This is a
sign. Okay, hold on.
So have a look around inside.
Backward, landing a sharp and heavy blow with his heel on Drake's chin. At the same time, the Lone Ranger, with a speed of lightning, drew his gun and whirled.
Let go of him! He gets a jump!
Oh. Good. After you fix that one curling ring, we'll tie him up and leave him here for the time being. Then we'll ride the button to keep that deer from going through. Later that day, Edwards, the lawyer, sent for Christina Nelson and Millie. As soon as they arrived at his office, he came right to the point.
I've drawn up this legal paper, Miss Nelson, signing over all your rights to the Bar Wire Ranch to me. Sam, can you get me the contract?
The sooner you find that place away and we move to the east, the better, Chris. You're lucky we met such a kind man as Miss Edwards,
I say. Yes, I know. I appreciate what you're doing, Mr. Edwards. Now, just where do I sign this paper?
Just go on that line. Here's the pen.
Thank you. Here, Mary, now you sign it.
Oh, this will be a pleasure, I'm sure.
The 2,000 is in this pouch. Well, I'm the legal owner of the bar, while
yes, and good riddance, we say. Could you
hold up, I'll take that paper. Tell me, no one who can walk in the back door of my office and get away with anything that I do like.
Well, you won't.
Stop that,
come. Oh, stop, please.
Stop it, I said. Oh, I had enough.
Get up.
Charlie, now you've spoiled everything. Just as you were about to get the money for that old place.
Why did you come here like this and tear up that paper?
To keep you from being cheated out of one of the best ranches in this territory, Miss Nelson.
What do you mean?
A good person, your uncle, is he the one who gave you his ranch?
Yes. That's right. Why?
Your uncle's ranch, the Bar Y, is east of here a few miles, not west. That was not the Bar Y this cook took you to yesterday. And a worthless deserted farm anyone can have for the asking.
But I don't understand. Mr. Edwards is going to pay us $2,000.
$2,000 of your own inheritance. For that, he would have received a ranch worth thousands of dollars.
What? Oh, that dirty old crook. Hello,
Jim. I don't want
to tell you. Won't happen to you and me.
Oh, maybe not. We will see that Miss Nelson gets all that's coming to her. But you and your two friends are out of town.
Yes, some men are coming now.
Sure. Take Edward's gun and keep him covered till the sheriff comes in.
All right. But where are you going? Why
can't you? I'll see you again, hello.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, Mrs. Best. Nice that he's even here.
I'll tell you the whole story, sir. And I know you'll believe it. Because, well, I found out this morning that that masked man that just left here is the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Oh, Chris. Why didn't you tell me?
I knew that.
Well, if he was the Lone Ranger, then I know Edward here must have pulled something crooked. That there Lone Ranger never bothers anybody unless they're crooked and killing. And then, they just can't beat the Lone Ranger.
A tremendous amount of our nation's timber, instead of going up in sorely needed houses, is going up in smoke. It is being destroyed by forest fires, and 9 out of 10 of these forest fires are due to carelessness. This needless waste can be prevented if every individual will remember these simple rules when camping or traveling through wooded areas. 1. Put out all campfires before leaving camp. 2. Break matches in two after using. 3. Crush out all live embers from cigars, cigarettes, and pipes. 4. Find out the law before using fire. Do this, please, and help save our nation's timber. You have just heard another of the famous Lone Ranger stories, the copyrighted feature, originating the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and brought to you each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by General Mills, makers of that winning book for cereal Kix, K-I-X. You are the announcer, Harry Goldie.